On the seventh day in FTL flight, Teddy Ransom experienced the kind of internal change known in his culture as brain bend. Some people planned their progress through their various intelligences, so many months in each. Others waited on whatever biochemical signal switched off one and turned on another. And something turned the switch. It felt mentally just like falling out of bed felt physically. That moment of blissful weightlessness, followed by a hard thump when he hit the floor. He had been a romantic. He had enjoyed being a romantic. He had secretly planned to die as a romantic, never completing the cycle of modalities that was supposed to prepare one for full maturity. Only, he wasn't a romantic anymore. Safe in the cocoon of uncertainty that defined FTL flight, he stared at the banks of instruments visible from his command chair and wondered how he'd ever convinced himself this was a good idea. Even his uniform disgusted him.
Sky blue, gold braid, white facings.
He looked around the bridge.
More light blue, more braid. Brightly polished metal in decorative shapes. Did I really think this was practical? Looks theatrical. Not at all workmanlike.
He reached mentally for the mantle. No, the flamboyant swirling cloak of his romantic period. But it was gone.
I can't be Teddy Ransom, pirate hunter. Teddy Ransom, noble, gallant, daring. Who am I now? Theodore, not Teddy.
It sounded stuffy. It felt much less stuffy than it would have even a few hours before. He wondered which intelligence would come to the fore, and if it would be one he could stand. A cool, severe voice rose from his brainstem to point out that he had put himself in harm's way repeatedly, including now, in hopes of impressing a woman who was, when you came down to it, nothing but a merchant's daughter with a perfectly ordinary face. A merchant's daughter with considerable military skill, yes, but far from the glamorous figure he had created in his imagination. And now, here he was, with his ship in FTL flight, not knowing where he was going, when the enemy would drop out into normal space. He had gone blindly, without thinking, assuming she was dead. And she probably was dead, but that was no reason to do what he'd done. 7 days on an uncharted jump. They could be anywhere. They could down-jump into a star, into a planet, into a stupid chunk of rock. He'd been an idiot. He wouldn't be an idiot one moment longer. He called up what navigation charts he had and looked them over, something he hadn't bothered with before. It was impossible to tell where he was, yet in general, the longer a ship was in FTL flight, the farther it went, and there were some accepted correlations.
If Turek's entry vector was this, and if Turek hasn't already made other jumps on other vectors, then they should be somewhere in this area, within 3 to 4 light years. Unfortunately, not one of the safely blank areas, but still. Bajori, prepare for down-jump transition.
The entire bridge crew glanced at him.
Time, Captain?
As soon as possible.
Oh, excuse me, but giving up the pursuit? Or do we have information?
We're dropping into normal space for navigational purposes.
Again, the curious looks. He'd better do something about that.
I have had an episode.
Now they looked worried.
Brain bend.
They still looked worried.
So, you're not romantic anymore?
Not at the moment, no. And it's not settled yet, but I see no reason to run in blindly.
What about Captain Baskerville, sir?
Damn.
Brain bend had affected his memory temporarily. Des Baskerville, commanding Courageous, was probably speeding on, still in his romantic phase, unless he too had suffered an episode of brain bend. And Des was one of his oldest friends. They'd sworn to stick together forever back in school. But with no way to contact Des while in FTL flight, he couldn't tell Des he was dropping out.
We don't even know if he's still on our trail. A lot can happen in 7 days.
So
we will drop out of FTL, try to get a location, see if anyone's had word with Captain Baskerville, and then, if it seems reasonable, continue the pursuit.
Yes, Captain.
Bajori nodded sharply and turned to his work, while Teddy leaned back in his command seat and tried to figure out what he'd become. Sometimes brain bend did simple reversals. from romantic to cynic, for example. But he didn't feel particularly cynical. Not as he understood cynical. He felt almost analytical. The way he imagined Kai Vata thought, weighing options, considering plans of action. Really, even if she was a merchant's daughter from Slaughter Key, she was remarkable if she could think like this. Down jump, when it came a few minutes later, felt normal, but emergence was at high relative V, and scan showed nothing useful in real time. Teddy sweated out the interval before they had slowed, and scan began to show reliable data. Their own down jump had left a noticeable disturbance, the typical concentric ring dimple, sharper for being a high V insertion. Scan picked up no ships at first run, which only meant nothing was nearby now. No accurate position yet, but the uncertainty box was within the segment he'd expected. He felt happier now.
When scan clear, see if there's any trace from someone coming through in FTL.
Unlikely, but any malfunction in the FTL drive might show a temporary effect scan could pick up.
Contact Courageous. Let's see if Dez dropped out somewhere. Then give a listen on the Pirates' channel, just in case we pick up one of their general broadcasts. Then we'll call back to Moray.
Admiral, it's Ransom.
Ransom? Kai pulled her attention away from the chapter of Gershaw and Shrillin discussing staff organization and multinational forces. It took a moment to think who Ransom was.
Teddy Ransom?
Yes, he's calling on his shipboard, Ansible. Says he has important news. Do you want to talk to him yourself?
Yes. I want to see his face when he finds out I'm alive. Just in case he's playing both sides.
Teddy Ransom looked different. But Kai could not at first define the difference in his slack-jawed astonishment.
You're alive! I thought you were dead. Your ship blew up.
Yes, it did. Care to explain what you thought you were doing?
You were dead, and I wanted revenge. So I followed Turek into FTL.
Just like that?
Mostly. It was a lucky guess, I suppose you'd say. I was monitoring their transmissions, as you know, and heard the order to withdraw. Well, I think that's what it was, but it contained navigational data, blipped computers. I fed it into mine, and...
And didn't come out in a star. Where are you, anyway?
I found them. They're in the same system.
They didn't notice when you popped out of jump next to them?
No. I didn't down jump here. That was days ago. What happened, I had... changed my intelligence. It happens sometimes. Anyway, I thought it too risky to just blindly run wherever they were going, and I still had the data in the computer, so we ran an analysis on that, and then followed very carefully.
That didn't sound like Ransom. Charging headlong had always been more his style than following carefully. Kai pushed that thought aside.
You found them where?
It's not really charted. At least not on my charts. I'll blip you everything we have, course and all.
Good. What do you mean, changed your intelligence? Does it mean you're not a romantic anymore?
He hadn't gushed about anything yet.
Exactly. I'm not a romantic. I certainly didn't plan to change. I've no idea what triggered it. But on the seventh day of FTL, it suddenly... changed. It was more fun being romantic. But I can't get back to it. So now I'm stuck wherever I am.
You don't know?
No. It can take as long as 60 days, I've been told, for the new intelligence to declare itself. If it is singular. At home, I'd go to a specialist and be sorted out more quickly, but here, I don't know.
How do you feel?
Quite well, thank you. I've ran through some evaluative tests, and apparently I'm thinking very well, and have no memory impairments or gaps in reasoning ability. I've instructed my second-in-command to inform me immediately if he sees any disordered thinking, but so far, nothing of the sort.
So what, besides the data you just sent us, can you tell me about Turek's force? What are they doing?
There's significant time lag on their non-Ansible transmissions. They don't use the Ansible much when they're in their base, so what we've got is probably a day or so old. All we know is that they're provisioning their ships, taking on munitions. We did get a transmission from an incoming ship, apparently loaded with munitions.
Send us your recordings, too, and we'll send you the latest translation keys we have. But do you have any idea where they're headed next, or when?
No, they've never said. Or we can't understand it.
Can you stay where you are and keep monitoring?
Certainly. Are you going to come here and attack?
It's what? An 8-day transit?
More like 10, if you come in sneakily. And I know they've mined the entrance they use from Moray. But there are no jump points on the chart, and no big masses nearby. Anyone could come in other ways.
If we're in FTL, we won't know if they leave, or where they're going, even if you're able to tell us. Do you have any idea what the FTL time is from there to Nexus or Cascadia?
Not really. There are no mapped routes from here to anywhere on my charts. I don't know if they'd need immediate jump points, and if so, where they might be. But they're definitely gearing up for a major attack, as you expected before Moray.
Kai found it easy now to believe that Ransom had changed in some fundamental way. No flamboyance, no flowery language, no compliments. Not that she missed those. But the kind of sober, rational assessment any good officer might provide. His face even seemed older, less boyish. If he wasn't the romantic hero Ransom anymore, Kai wondered who he was, if he was, for instance, loyal to her, to their cause. If not, he could do them immense harm with that shipboard Ansible.
What about Captain Baskerville? He's with you, I presume.
No, he's not. I have tried to contact him without success. I had no way to tell him I was leaving FTL flight. I would have expected him to drop out by now somewhere, but though we've tried to contact every 4 hours, there's been no word.
I'm sorry. Ransom lifted his hand and let it fall.
We'll keep trying. Now, what do you want me to do? If part of the force leaves, if they all leave...
Contact us first, but also Cascadia Defense. If we're in FTL flight, they can pass the data on to Nexus Defense. If some of them stay, you stay put, so you can report on their movements. If they all depart, and you can't reach me, go directly to...
For a moment, Kai wasn't sure whether she should send him to Cascadia or to Nexus.
Cascadia.
If I stayed here, I would be able to give you current information when you arrived.
That's true. Let me think about this for a few hours. I'll get back to you.